The Wild Swans by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. Far, far away where the swallows fly when we have winter, there lived a king who had 11 sons and 1 daughter, Eliza. The 11 brothers, princes all, each went to school with a star at his breast and a sword at his side. They wrote with pencils of diamond upon golden slates, and could say their lesson by heart just as easily as they could read it from the book. You could tell at a glance how princely they were. Their sister, Eliza, sat on a little footstool of flawless glass. She had a picture book that had cost half a kingdom. Oh, the children had a very fine time. But it did not last forever. Their father, who was king over the whole country, married a wicked queen who did not treat his poor children at all well. They found that out the very first day. There was feasting throughout the palace, and the children played at entertaining guests. But instead of letting them have all the cakes and baked apples that they used to get, their new stepmother gave them only some sand in a teacup and told them to make believe that it was a special treat. The following week, the queen sent little Eliza to live in the country with some peasants, and before long she had made the king believe so many falsehoods about the poor princes that he took no further interest in them. "Fly out into the world and make your own living," the wicked queen told them. "Fly away like big birds without a voice." But she did not harm the princes as much as she meant to, for they turned into 11 magnificent white swans. With a weird cry, they flew out of the palace window, across the park, into the woods. It was so early in the morning that their sister, Eliza, was still asleep when they flew over the peasant hut where she was staying. They hovered over the roofs, craning and twisting their long necks and flapping their wings, but nobody saw them or heard them. They were forced to fly on, high up near the clouds and far away into the wide world. They came down in a vast, dark forest that stretched down to the shores of the sea. Poor little Eliza stayed in the peasant hut and played with a green leaf, for she had no other toy. She made a little hole in the leaf and looked through it at the sun. Through it she seemed to see her brother's bright eyes, and whenever the warm sunlight touched her cheek, it reminded her of all their kisses. One day passed like all the others. When the wind stirred the hedge roses outside the hut, it whispered to them, "Who could be prettier than you?" But the roses shook their heads and answered, "Eliza." And on Sunday, when the old woman sat in the doorway reading the psalms, the wind fluttered the pages and said to the book, "Who could be more saintly than you?" "Eliza," the book testified. What it and the roses said was perfectly true. Eliza was to go back home when she became 15, but as soon as the queen saw what a beautiful princess she was, the queen felt spiteful and full of hatred toward her. She would not have hesitated to turn her into a wild swan like her brothers, but she did not dare to do it just yet, because the king wanted to see his daughter. In the early morning, the queen went to the bathing place, which was made of white marble.